The Wisp Summer Resort in the U.S. East Coast state of Maryland offers its patrons dramatic contrasts in aquatic entertainment. Calm waters here on Deep Creek Lake, but slide off this ramp, across the pond, and under the bridge, and suddenly you're paddling through churning white waters. A fun way to enjoy a beautiful summer afternoon. But these female teenage athletes did not come here just to have fun. They came to the U.S. from Iran in late June to learn all they could about kayaking. At the time, they hoped to represent Iran in the upcoming Summer Olympics in Beijing.
Say, Mom, paddle right!
Yes!
Paddle like me!
The Persian kayakers traveled to the U.S. to train in white water conditions. Their American teacher was Chris Wiegand, director of the Front Range Paddle Association.
They arrived with no experience whatsoever, and within 8 days had to race in the Junior Olympic slalom qualifier race. And they ended up doing extremely well, considering the adversity they had to overcome.
It all began with an email from Katiyun Ashraf, the former National Federation coach. Wiegand says Ashraf was looking for a way to get Iranian women to the Olympic podium in the next 6 years. Ashraf said the first step in the process was for the team to learn to conquer their fear of the rushing waters.
To use their mind in the way that body obey the mind. And this is what one of your coach did it. He helped me to change the mind of girls from scary to brave girls who like to be on waves.
The Iranian kayaker's newfound courage on the water caught the attention of 2004 Olympian Brett Heil.
I'm really impressed with how fearless they seem. They're out on some big water and they never let up.
Push, gear, roll, and then in when roll, hit.
On this day, Wiegand spent time reviewing some basics on the calm waters of Deep Creek Lake before taking the team on the whitewater course. Shadi Kalantar was one of the athletes in training.
It's like the stream of life. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You just keep going. You have to trust the water.
While in the U.S., Coach Ashraf expressed a vision that went beyond competition.
My aim in coming to the U.S. goes beyond just learning kayaking techniques. It is the relationship between humans all over the world. To show when people help each other, we can make greater progress.
Up, 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 up.
The Olympic motto is Citius Altius Fortius, Latin for swifter, higher, stronger. While the teenagers may not be able to fulfill their dreams of Olympic glory, their hard work and determination have shown they can live up to the highest standards of the Olympic Games.